Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Here we go. It is a Wednesday of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good to have you with us.
God, what is the color I got going on? Chelsea, I look like I'm covered in green. I look like it's St. Patrick's Day over here. It's the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us. Coming up, which one of our bets were turkeys last night? In 20 minutes, we'll get to the Thanksgiving slate of NFL games, and it's my streaming corner at 6:40. Going to have a lot of fun as we get you ready for Thanksgiving. Good morning. How you doing?
Ah, well, it looks festive. Like, green at least is a Christmas color. And it feels like everybody has their Christmas lights up, so, like, it could be worse, even though green is not true. The most flattering of skin tones. Like, you look more like the Grinch.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Even Max is like, yo, I'm going to fix that later. So, normally I'm really white and really pale, and this is just sort of highlighting that. So, happy St. Patrick's Day to all who celebrate on November 26th. What's going on this morning? Are you excited for tomorrow?
Yeah, I have a lot to do, so it doesn't feel like a day off. So we're going to start making sides today. I cleaned the house yesterday. We went grocery shopping. We have started thawing the turkey. So it's one of those things where it's going to be fun, but it's also a lot of work. So I'm a little nervous for that. But it should be a good day, and I'm excited for our menu.
Oh, can I have a little sneak peek of what's on the menu? I said yesterday that we were probably going to cook something, and now we're debating. We're going back and forth. So let me live vicariously for a moment.
Ah, well, I try to do, like, traditional stuff and, like, things that everybody's going to like. Like, I don't do, like, big departures from the normal traditional sides. So we're going to do turkey, obviously.
Okay.
We're going to do stuffing. We are going to do mac and cheese. We're going to do sweet potato casserole. We're going to do some sort of steamed veggies because my mom does not eat meat. And then we're going to do pumpkin pie cookies. I'm going to do like a couple appetizers just for people to pick out. We're going to do some type of charcuterie board, with cheese and meats and grapes. And then I think that's it. I feel like I'm missing something. I think that we're going to do mashed potatoes as well. So it's going to be a big menu and it's a lot to do. So yeah. I'm going to work cut out for me.
Oh, man. I got a nap coming up. Man, you're going to be working, but I know you got to send us all a picture of once this spread is done before people dig in, like what it looks like, because I feel like even though it's going to be a lot of work, once it's done, it's going to look awesome.
See, here's my big dilemma is last year I did, I cooked the turkey upside down, which is a method that is used by Martha Stewart for good reason. And the turkey was really delicious. It's just for aesthetics and for like the picture purposes, it's really difficult to flip the turkey because you have to do like the last 15 minutes on the correct side to make sure the skin is brown and that color that everybody likes. But I'm trying to decide, and I feel like in cooking, you just kind of have to stick with something and roll with it. But I'm still in that undecided territory. I'm like, should I do it? Should I do the normal type? Should I do it upside down? So that's what I'm wrestling with currently. But it does make the turkey very moist. It's something about, like, it doesn't overcook the breast skin, but it keeps the juices from, like, the dark meat, and they kind of trickle down to the breast. So that's the problem with turkey, is sometimes it's dry. I feel like that kind of insulates it from some of those problems. So I do think at the end of the day, I'm probably going to do it. But again, it's only the fate of the entire family's turkey resting in my hands.
It's okay. Not a big deal. But, you know, if you make a mistake, the whole family falters.
Figure it out!
Get the turkey right! I don't want to... Can Jake get a natty light? He's been on the couch for 2 hours, Chelsea. The beer's not going to get in his hand, you know, by itself. He needs a little help here. Is he going to help out in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. Jake always helps. So he will be doing something because I'm going to need a few extra hands. And, like, the tough part is I don't have an industrial-sized kitchen. So, like, I have one oven. So a lot of this will be timing. And I'll be like, okay, you need to put it in at this time and take it out at this time. Then the rolls go in at the very end. So I don't know. I feel like there's probably, like, a spreadsheet coming up in my future, which I absolutely hate. I know you're the king of Google Docs, but me not so much, but it will require some planning.
Well, Chelsea, speaking of roles, you're on a roll when it comes to your bet. You're 1-0. How's that?
I'm on a winning streak of one game. All right. So I'll take this win, though. Northern Iowa in college hoops last night, laying the 7.5. This was more me fading Loyola of Chicago, one of the worst covering teams in the entire country, moves to, I think, the worst covering team in the country. Loyola of Chicago now 0-7 against the spread this year. They have not covered in a single game. Northern Illinois wins it 72-51. And the thing is, Northern Iowa has a pretty solid defense, top 50 in the country. So I knew if Loyola Chicago was having offensive problems, it was not going to stop against Northern Iowa. So I'll take my dub and my one game win streak.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I knew last night was not going to be great for me. Fine. Tennessee, Houston under 135 and a hook. That's one of those classic bets in college basketball. Not a classic, you know what I'm talking about, where it's like, okay, it's not a bad bet, but I didn't feel great about it because I haven't really delved into the college basketball space just yet. Tennessee wins 76-73, 149 points in that game, so that's a loss. Donkster was a game ahead. He has the Thunder laying 10.5 tonight against the T-Wolves. So for the week, Chelsea, you are 1-0. I am 2-1. Denton is 1-1, and the Donkster still waiting for a dub. It is a daily tip here on the BetMGM Network. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Hope everyone's doing well. College football playoff rankings released last night. Not a whole lot of changes to tell you about. The top five remains the same. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Texas Tech. The only real change in the top 10 is that Oregon jumps ahead of Ole Miss. So they go from 6 when they were at 7 previously, and then it's Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, BYU, and Miami. Miami moves ahead of Utah at number 12, but not a whole lot of surprises here, Chelsea.
Yeah, I think what stands out to me and lives, like, rent-free in my brain is that Ole Miss is standing there in the top 10, and their coach is still a hot name when it comes to the open coaching jobs. And I think to myself, I don't think this is the case, because I do think Oregon has earned their, you know, ranking and earned their way up the board with that big win over USC. The offense looked really good, and Oregon has played better football down the stretch. But do you think Ole Miss's ranking would change if Lane Kiffin was not, you know, the ringleader of this circus that's currently going on?
I think that's absolutely going to happen. They mentioned that last night. Hunter Yurecek, who is the chairman of the committee, said as much, which I think is wild. Like, you can't punish these kids who have busted their butts all year long if Lane decides to leave. And, I mean, we don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to go to LSU? Is he going to go to Florida? Is he going to get a win in the Egg Bowl and announce, guess what, everyone? I'm staying here. And everybody loses their minds. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Ole Miss knows, but it would not be fair at all if they win that game and then the committee says, well, guess what? You're going to have a different coach. We don't know what Ole Miss looks like without Lane, so we're going to punish you guys. I don't understand the thought process behind that at all. Ultimately, this is about the players. This is about the teams themselves. And certainly, you know, coaches leaving or getting fired, that's a part of the deal. But the record is the record. I can't believe they're actually considering that. But they admitted it last night.
Right. And, like, my question is it influencing this ranking? Because, obviously, they've even said as much, like you said, if Lane Kiffin leaves the program, that it is going to affect their ranking. But even now, it feels like, especially for these schools who are not Ohio State and Georgia and Texas A&M and Indiana who feel bulletproof, there's a lot of campaigning going on. Like, maybe because I'm here in Nashville and I hear, like, the Vanderbilt coach constantly campaigning for Diego Pavia to win the Heisman, for Vanderbilt to get a spot in the college football playoff. It feels to me that Lane Kiffin should be campaigning for his program, because I keep forgetting that Ole Miss has a chance to win a national championship this year. Like, it's wild. It doesn't feel like a storyline. And I understand that maybe they're not on the level of some of those contenders, but, like, you look at their ranking and they certainly have a chance. So it's just wild to me in a sport where campaigning kind of matters, that that's not really the case. And it almost feels the opposite. They're like, nobody's talking about Ole Miss and how good of their team, how good their team is, because they're talking about Lane Kiffin. No matter how many times he brings his running back on Pat McAfee, I still feel like that should be, like, the key thing for Ole Miss and not the coaching search.
Yeah, I think so as well. And you just wonder, like, how much of a distraction is it to these players? Maybe it's not a distraction at all. Ultimately, you know, when you're taking on your arch rival in the Egg Bowl at Mississippi State, and I really don't think Mississippi State has a chance here, but it's still a rivalry game. You still never know. But there has to be some sort of chatter, like, is our head coach going to be with us or not? You know what I mean? You can't avoid it. And even if these players say, well, I stay off social media. No, you don't. No, you don't. And these kids, I don't blame. You're right. You guys are staying on social media. You're on everything, which is totally fine. It's not a knock. I absolutely get it. But the idea that these guys aren't paying attention or that they don't know what's going on is just not true. And I'm not saying they've said that. It's just that it's unavoidable. Even if you tried to stay away, there's the chatter. People are talking about it. It's going to be on the air no matter where you go on your phone. So it has to be some sort of factor in that locker room.
Oh, absolutely. Like, all of these kids are not immune to what they hear on TV, because at the end of the day, like, they're still young kids, with the exception of Diego Pavia, who's like 35. But still, they watch these shows. We know they do. But I think this is an interesting set of rankings, because it will be the ultimate test of some of these teams and these coaches if they can keep the blinders on, because it's rivalry week for a lot of these teams. And it's going to be difficult to see your name in this top 10 and be like, okay, well, our rival is having a down year, and all we have to do, cruise control, we just got to win this game. So we have seen stranger things happen in college football. I do think, like, the teams at the top obviously are probably going to be safe. But, Jenks, do you think anything changes for Ohio State if they lose to Michigan?
I mean, they'll fall. But they're not going out of the top 12, so the question will be, how far are they going to fall? I know we have differing ideas as to what's going to happen. I think D-Day is on Ohio State. I'm going to be on Michigan in this game. It's a big spread. It's 10 points. We'll talk about that later on when we do our pick six. But ultimately, this is a team that even if they lose, I mean, Michigan is still a top 25 team, right? And it's a rivalry game. And, of course, the Buckeyes should win this game. But they're not going to fall out of the top 12. The question will be, do they fall out of the top 5? Do they fall to 6, 7? I don't think that's going to happen. You know me. I'm trying to find an avenue for Texas to get in. They're sitting at 16, and it's just not going to happen. Like, I need them to beat Texas A&M. I need Ole Miss to lose. I need an upset along the way. Remember before the season when I was bragging about how I have a hotel room in Miami at a good price for the national championship game, when Texas was the favorite to win the national title and Arch was the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy? And now that reservation is staring me in the face. I haven't paid for it yet. It's not due until January and I can cancel. But my thought is, do I just go ahead and cancel it now? or do I talk Catherine into just going on a quick trip to Miami in January? Which we could probably do, and it's a nice hotel room, but I feel like I might get even more depressed if I go down there and like, what are you here for? Well, I was hoping Texas would be here. Instead, it's Ohio State and Indiana or whatever.
Or worse, if it's Texas A&M.
Oh,
when criminy. You tell people, you're like, yeah, I'm from the state
that.
Of Texas. They're like, go Aggies! And you're like, no. No. Like, you will be in a state of suicide if your entire hotel is filled with Aggies. Like, so, no, don't do that.
That's true. I didn't think about it. Like, God, if that happens. I'm going to cancel this during the show. Is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cancel this during the show. Because there's no way. Actually, I will wait. Stranger things have happened. You know, they slide in at 12 after maybe beating A&M. And then what happens? People are like, Texas shouldn't be in as a 3-loss team. I don't care. Maybe they'll slide in. But I think we both know it's not going to happen. Well, I can't believe we're here. I can't believe it's almost December. I feel like the start of the season was almost yesterday. And here we are talking about the road to the national title. It's coming. Also coming up on the show, NFL Thursday. We're going to check out the slate of Thanksgiving Day games and see if we can gobble up some cash before Chelsea makes the spread for the family. She's the rock. That's coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Turkey will be on the table tomorrow. We will also get you ready to feast on some pigskin. We've gone back and forth. At first, I think I said this yesterday, at first it was going to be, yeah, we'll make something. That'll be fun. And then I think Catherine's getting worn out with work. She's like, we can order something, you know, from down the street, maybe go pick it up, maybe make it easier on us. So I don't know. We've gone back. We cooked last night, which we never cook. I think that's what it was. We cooked a big meal last night, and we cooked some chicken parm last night, which was really good. But I think after cooking one night, we were like, well, we did our cooking. Maybe we should order something now. So I don't know what we're going to do for Thanksgiving, but we got to figure it out, like, now.
Yeah, especially since you guys don't have a car, correct?
Correct.
You'd have to, like, DoorDash groceries, or you'd have to get an Uber there. Because you've got to remember, a lot of these grocery stores are not open on Thanksgiving.
I know.
So please remember that. So today is your last day if you plan to go the route of, you know, making your own stuff. But I will say this. Insider tip, if you don't want to do like the full shebang for a turkey, they do have fully cooked turkeys that all you have to do is heat them up in the oven for about 3 hours. So there is no danger of like food poisoning. You're not going to kill anybody. So all you have to do is heat it up. So I feel like that is a route if you want to do that. Maybe do that and pick like two sides. Like mac and cheese is really easy. And
it's good.
I don't know. Like you could order out some sides if you wanted to. I don't know how big you are on stuffing. Cause like that was one of the reasons why I am ordering out some sides and I'm making some myself. Cause I don't know how to make stuffing and I hate stuffing anyway. So we're getting that from Chop House. But I'm not a big stuffing gal, but other people in my family are. So we have to have it on the table.
I like dressing. But not real. I mean, I like stuffing. It's okay. But I like dressing much better. Are you a dressing person?
Because
I
feel like what's the difference?
Well, stuffing is more bread-based and made inside the turkey, whereas dressing is more cornbread-based and not made inside the turkey. So it's, I think it's more delicious and it's more, it's richer. Like to me, stuffing can get just kind of dry, but dressing is more moist and has more of that cornbread base. So I think it's so much better.
See, I don't really like either. For a long time, I had trouble liking foods if I couldn't see the individual ingredients. I know that sounds like very weird and like something like a six-year-old would say.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like I've never been a big stuffing or dressing girl. So I don't, that's one of those things that like, I don't know if it's difficult to make. So you're on your own on that one. If you want it, you might have to make it.
Let me ask you this. What is the one thing that you just cannot stand? Because I feel like everybody has that one thing at the table where you're like, oh, I'm not eating that. The one thing it is for me, and I don't know what it's called, it's whatever it is, that casserole or that thing with mushrooms in it. Or not mushrooms. Sorry, marshmallows. Do you know what I'm talking about? With the white marshmallows. Is that just me? I feel like I see
sweet
that every now and then.
Potato casserole?
I love sweet potatoes, but I don't like, I don't want marshmallows in it. Like to me, that just throws it. I love sweet potatoes, but I don't want the marshmallows at all.
Shanks, you're the Dan Orlovsky of our show now.
Like, no,
you don't like
not.
Marshmallows?
I like I like marshmallows.
Ruin them.
I like marshmallows like on a s'more. I like marshmallows in my cocoa. I just don't want them in my sweet potatoes. Right? Like, you could like something, but it doesn't mean you like it mixed with something else.
I understand that. I just think of all the, like, foods that could be egregious. Like, sweet potato casserole is my favorite. Like, I love the mixture of marshmallows and even add in, like, some pecans and some brown sugar, and I really like it. So, that's one of my favorite sides. For me, it is the stuffing, the dressing. It's the cranberry sauce, especially if it just comes straight out of a jar. Like, if you just, like, have the jar, you're just like, and it's still perfectly in that shape.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to eat that. Like, that looks like something that you would eat, like, I don't know, like, in space or something where it's like, these are the only options we have, or, like, camping or something. So do not make me eat cranberry sauce either. Disgusting.
Man, we're having quite the debate in the chat. Okay, I agree with you. I like cranberry sauce, but I don't want it, like, flunk. You know, that coming out of the can, it's like, oh, look, you can still see the indentations from the can, like the ring around the cranberry. I'm like, all right, let's not do that. D-Day, great point. A crumble topping better than a marshmallow top. D-Day, you want to get in here? Yes. A crumble topping? Oh, perfect.
And it's not that I don't like marshmallows, but I am just a sucker for like a candied pecan. So when you get the sweet potato with all of the brown sugar and then you just load it with a bunch of butter and pecans on the top that are chopped up, that's literally heaven for me.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's taking it next level. Next level. I mean, I would eat it. I would take the casserole. I would just scrape like the marshmallows off and just eat the casserole like a child.
Well, no, not like a child, because the children, that's the only part they eat.
Oh, that's true.
marshmallows. But it is one of my favorite sides, and I'm going to be making that. So what I'm going to do, because we do have some people in our family that don't like the marshmallows, so I'm going to do one half with marshmallows, one half with pecans.
Ah, okay. I think that's very smart. That's why you're in charge of the dinner, and I'm just a guy trying to figure out what I'm going to eat. Well, one thing we can both agree on, Chelsea, is that we will be watching the NFL on Thanksgiving. So let's start with the Packers and the Lions. The Lions laying 2.5. The Lions minus 150. Green Bay is plus 125. Your total is 49. What do you think about the traditional Packers Lions matchup here? Rivalry game, divisional game. Lions are always on Thanksgiving, and this is going to get us started.
Yeah, I think the main question for me is, what can we expect from the Packers offense? Because it feels like they have been very hit or miss this year, where sometimes they look great. And, you know, last week they scored 23 points against the Vikings, but the Vikings don't feel like a great team right now. And I just wonder if they can keep up in a track meet, if that happens to be the case for the Detroit Lions. Because, again, this is an indoor game. This is going to be a home field advantage for the Lions because it's Thanksgiving. This is a tradition in Detroit. And think about the tradition of losing that the Lions have had for quite some time. I would imagine that these tickets are probably pretty pricey because it's Thanksgiving, because the Lions are good, and because it's a divisional game against the hated Packers. So I do think we talk a lot about this in the NFL, how home field advantage isn't much of a thing anymore. I think it's going to be very much a factor in this game for the Lions on Thanksgiving. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Detroit.
I think I'm going to go in the opposite direction. Like, I don't want to bet on this game. I don't want to bet on this game. I like the Chiefs-Cowboys game better. I think I'll put my money there. But I kind of feel like maybe Green Bay is the right side here. You could probably talk me off of it, but I feel like the line wants you to bet on the Lions. They're going to be at home. It's Thanksgiving. But the defense is really, really good. I think that is the difference here. I know they had that bad loss to the Panthers, but that was a month ago. Packers have won two straight. And when you look at the Lions, I'm curious about the Lions because they're a very good team, but they're not the dominant team that they were last year before they got beat up by the Commanders. Look at what they've done. They struggled against the Giants, lost to the Eagles, beat up on a really bad Washington team, lost to a bad Vikings team. So I think I'm a little curious as to how good the Lions are. They're good. There's no question about that. But are they good enough to cover the 2.5? I might take the Packers as a plus money dog here.
Ah, well, then I will be on the opposite side. I think this is going to be a good game, though. And maybe it comes down to the final play, because you could say the same thing for the Lions and the fact that they have not been super consistent either. Mm-hmm. It's just, I do think this is a tough defensive matchup because you're right, the defense for the Packers has been pretty solid. But when you have the playmakers that the Lions do, I feel like it's going to be guys like Jahmyr Gibbs who will break off a big play here and there. And that's the problem with defending the Lions, is that maybe you defend them for several drives and then, you know, one drive and they're back in it because they'll run it for like 68 yards for a touchdown. Like, I don't think the Packers are one of those defenses that are constantly in blown coverage, but my point still stands. And again, it just feels like the Lions are the play at home, especially when Jared Goff is playing indoors. So I think their offense will be able to get something going, but I think this total is tricky because I do think it's correlated. If it's a track meet, I think the Lions have the upper hand, but if it is a low-scoring affair, I think the Packers are probably the play.
Yeah, I think you're right, so I can't knock you on that one. Okay, here we go. How about the Cowboys and the Chiefs? Chiefs in Dallas laying 3, Chiefs minus 175. Dallas is plus 145. The total is 52. I really like the Chiefs here at minus 3. Dallas looked good coming back against Philly, of course. 21-point comeback. They win it. Brett Aubrey, field goal. Time running out. But I just feel like we're giving the Cowboys a little too much credit based on that comeback win. The Chiefs need to keep winning. They have to win this game to keep their playoff hopes alive. Maybe it's a square play, but I'm going to be on KC.
But here's the thing. Kansas City has not been good at covering numbers. They have gone 3 straight games without covering the spread. And at what point is leaving the light on season over? We talked about this when we talked about our power rankings, is that we're approaching December, and at some point in the season, you say, this is the team that, like, is in front of us, and we've got to stop projecting, like, some of these old narratives on a team because, you know, the season's almost over. But I think the real question mark for me is, what is this Dallas offense going to do against a really good defense? And I think a lot of people look at this Eagles, this last Eagles game and say, well, that was a really good defense. Like, the Eagles, probably one of the best defenses in the league. But also, you know, that was a game in which it's a divisional rival. And, you know, it came down to the end. And, like, the Eagles had some miscues in that game as well. So I think that maybe this is a comeback down to earth game for Dallas, because we've seen this in the past where, you know, I've trusted Dallas coming off an offensive great performance when they scored 44 against Washington and then they got smoked by 20 by the Broncos. So I think that's the play for me, is leaning towards the under here. The Chiefs have hit the under in six straight games. And I think it's a combination of two things. It's the fact that the Chiefs have a solid defense, and the fact that their offense moves the chains, and they're very good at eating time off the clock. Like, they'll beat you by 1,000 paper cuts, where it's just like, okay, gain of 10, gain of 4, gain of 3, where it's not all these explosive plays, but you look up and you're like, wow, that drive took 9 minutes. So I think you look at the total in this one, what is it, 52.5? I think you hit the under. It's not going to be a fun play, but I think that's the play.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I'm going to keep back in this play, and I don't think they're being given – I think two things are going on. Number one is that, okay, yes, great comeback by the Cowboys, but the Eagles gave that game away. They went right back into their offensive shell. And then I think conversely, we're not giving the Chiefs enough credit. That win against the Colts was no joke. I still think people don't take Indianapolis seriously. Colts should have won that game, but coming back and beating Indianapolis, rallying from 11 points down, was a huge win for Kansas City against a very good Indy team. I don't think they're getting enough credit for that, so I'm going to be on KC. How about this one? I think we're on the same side here. Bengals-Ravens, Baltimore laying 7. They're minus 350 on the money line. Cincy is plus 210. The total is 52. We were discussing this a little bit yesterday. Like, this line doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You going to be on the Bengals with me?
Yeah, it feels like an absolute trap, and I'm sure the entire public is going to be on it. But sometimes 7 is too many points, because even if you take out all the other factors and you say, hey, this is a divisional rivalry game between two teams in the AFC North, like, these are two teams that always play each other close, and it feels like Joe Burrow always gets up for these games. And I don't think that he would argue and champion himself to get back in the lineup if he didn't think he was ready to play, and if he didn't think he could give his team a great chance to win. And statistically speaking, he's had some awesome games against the Ravens and their defense. So I feel like with Ja'Marr Chase back in the lineup, I'm aware T. Higgins is out of the lineup, which is not great. But Joe Burrow can do it with it. It feels like one good player and the rest of the guys on the squad. The quarterback makes the receivers, not the other way around. So 7 feels like too many points, even if that Bengals defense is absolutely terrible, because that's what we saw last year, is that Cincinnati can still keep it close with some of their divisional rivals.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. And, you know, the poor Bengals, my God, the book on them every year. Like, aren't they going to do something? Don't you know they'll probably, like, win out and then just make the playoffs or just miss the playoffs? Like, every year, they just come together the last few weeks. And it's like, God, if Joe Burrow had not gotten injured here. And remember, they worked on this in the preseason. Like, they played their starters in the preseason because they were like, we are finally going to get off to a hot start. We're going to finish strong, make the playoffs. Not going to play out that way. But the point still stands, which is, this is when the Bengals tend to play their best football later on in the season. I'm not really worried about the rust for Joe Burrow, because he's been there, done that. These two teams know each other really well. Even if T. Higgins can't go, I don't think it's going to matter. And the Ravens have been good, but I just feel like Joe Burrow is too big of a difference. So maybe it's a square side, but I'm with you. I will be on the Bengals plus 7 as well. Coming up next here on the show, on the Thanksgiving Eve edition, it's back. It's better than ever, according to me. We're going to head to my streaming corner, find out what everyone has been watching. It is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us here on Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, I'll tell you what we've been watching, and Chelsea will give us an update on Gabby's Dollhouse. Is that correct? Is that what that's called?
Oh. Yeah. How's that? You nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's good. What does it take for you to just stop cold turkey in the middle of a show? Because I mentioned a few weeks ago that we were watching Ed Gein. God, a travesty of a show. And after 2 episodes, if I hear that guy talk one more time, hey, okay, Mom. Oh, okay, got you good. Got you real good. Oh, that's freaky. After 2 episodes, I'm like, I am tired of seeing this guy dress up in his mom's lingerie, eat beans, and talk this way. Like, I'm over this. This is terrible. And it's just dragging. I'm like, I'm out. And so lovely Catherine was like, I'll probably finish watching it. She normally finishes stuff that I just can't do. And I'll watch a lot of true crime stuff, obviously. And then I saw it pop up last night because we were watching what I'm going to talk about here in a couple minutes. And I was like, did you finish that thing? She was like, no, even I couldn't do it. I was like, okay. I thought I might be onto something. What does it take for you to say, okay, I'm done here. I can't do it?
I feel like I don't finish a lot of shows. Like, I have no issue pulling the plug because, listen, it's for my entertainment. Like, there are no trophies or pots of gold at the end of that rainbow where somebody's like, well, did you finish it? No, it's not for accelerated reader points. There's not going to be a test at the end. So if it sucks, I'm stopping. And that's this time of year with all these Christmas movies that are like the Hallmark ones. Where I watch them for the vibes. I watch them because they do like fun Christmassy things and I'll put it on while I'm doing stuff around the house. But then like the endings are so sappy and terrible that I can't stand to watch. Like, you know, when they start playing like that soft music, you're like, oh God, here it comes. And so I just turn it off then. So like I'll watch like the first 75% of all these Christmas movies, but I don't think I've sat through a single one.
Well, I hear that. I can't blame you. I mean, sometimes if it just like, if it kind of gets to you or like, sometimes everybody has, I feel like, their own threshold, right? Where like, I don't want too much of this or this is going in a direction I don't want. And then I just, you know, I check out. So I feel like we all experience that at some point. All right. We got that out of the way. But now let's move to the things we have been streaming lately.
What are you watching?
We enter Jenks Streaming Corner, where Jenks and Chelsea tell you what should and should not be streaming here on the Daily Tip.
What are you watching?
Let me tell you, we have one more episode to watch. The Beast in Me, Claire Danes, Matthew Rhys. This thing is awesome. It is so good. I mean, Claire Danes is an amazing actress. Matthew Rhys is an amazing actor. So, of course, she's done everything. I watched her in Homeland, and then I watched Matthew Rhys, and he was huge in The Americans with his wife, Carrie Russell. Took me a while to figure out they were married, which is crazy. But they are both so awesome in this. So it's about, Claire Danes plays this author named Aggie Wiggs. And so she moves to the country to write a new book. And Matthew Rhys plays a man named Niall Jarvis, who is her neighbor. But he's been accused of murder, even though nobody can prove it. And so they get to know each other. And I'm not going to give you any more than that. But their dialogue and their interaction is absolutely incredible. We have one episode left. It's 8 episodes, but you talk about gripping stuff. I mean, from start to finish, it's about as good as it gets. We have loved it.
I will say it's nice to see that finally, because this is a Netflix original, is it not? Like, it didn't air anywhere else, right?
Yep.
So it's nice that we have come to the point where there are actually good dramas on Netflix with A-list actresses and actors, because Claire Danes feels like she can carry something that's extremely heavy. Because I did watch Homeland. That was really good. And it feels like she is somebody who, like, actually acts. And, like, the crazy part is, what's trending on social media these days is, I don't know if you've seen, like, the screen grabs of her making facial expressions. And I think that we are so used to seeing, like, quote-unquote Instagram face, where nobody's face moves because they have so much Botox. They're like, oh, my God, look at her face. It's so contorted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what humans look like if you don't inject anything to her face. So I do think that it is nice that some actresses are sticking with their same old face, because we can actually tell their emotions.
I think that's a really good point. I noticed that as well, because one thing I thought, and I do not mean this in the wrong way, but it's like Claire Danes is, you know, she's aging, she's older, but also she started in my so-called life as like a teenager back, you know, forever ago. But one thing I've always appreciated about her is that she has allowed herself to progress naturally in a human way. And it's not to say that there's anything wrong with getting some sort of tweak or whatever, but every actress, even a lot of actors, right, they have these completely smooth faces where they don't move. And the one thing that makes her great is her ability to express, and that comes from letting herself sort of age naturally and in a way where she seems real. Like, her characters seem so relatable and real, and part of that is being able to just by a look or by a reaction sort of, you know, project how she's feeling. Not everyone can do that because of the reasons you mentioned, but she is like she is in everything, just absolutely brilliant. And she still looks great, by the way, so it's not a knock on her, but her commitment to her character is always something that I have greatly appreciated. And Matthew Rhys is fantastic as well. Like, these are two actors who bring out the absolute best in one another. There's so many scenes where they're going back and forth, and it's not just the acting, it's the dialogue as well. And I'm not someone that generally notices such things, but it's written so well and it's so sharp, and it's just two people raising the bar with each other. Like, she's amazing, so he's amazing, and they just keep rising above. Like, last night we were on the couch and Claire Danes was in a situation where she was threatened, let's just put it that way, and her nervousness coming through this was making us nervous. She's like, she's making me nervous. I was like, yeah, me too. But that just goes to show what a great job she's doing, right? Like, her acting was so on point and so authentic that it resonated with us, and we were feeling the same thing. And I don't know if you can pay a higher compliment to an actor or an actress than that I'm feeling what you're feeling.
Yeah, I think she does a great job of playing neurotic. Like, obviously, I haven't seen The Beast in Me, but I've seen Homeland, and, like, she's super neurotic in that, but she does it so well and the situation calls for it, too. So, like, I haven't seen this, but I'm sure, like, it calls for it in the situation. I feel like when it comes to good acting, even people who are not in the space of film and Hollywood and acting, like, you know it when you see it and you know it when it's not there. Like, when I'm right. watching these Hallmark movies, I can tell that these are not A-list actresses for the most part. I will say the one that I mm-hmm. just watched, I watched 75% of it because I can't sit through it, is the new one with Minka Kelly. And here's the thing. Okay. Normally when you're watching these rom-coms, you're like, oh, she's a relatable girl. Like, she has a normal job. She's unlucky in love. All right. So Minka Kelly has one of the best face cards in Hollywood. I am not thinking for a second that she lives in the real world and is unlucky in love. She dated Derek Jeter. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
So, like, she's like, oh, well, I just can't find somebody who sticks around. It's like, shut up, Minka Kelly. You haven't aged since Friday Night Lights. She could put on that uniform today and still look exactly the same.
It's so true. No, it's true. Sometimes you see, you're like, hey, why don't you quit being hot, all right? You look good. You look good. Stop acting like you don't look good because you do. I don't buy it.
I'm just a small town girl. I cut my hair because it's not pretty.
Right. I've always been overlooked, that kind of shy girl in the corner that all the boys pass by. I'm like, no, you're the girl that every guy wants to date. You've always been that girl. You know, so sometimes there are just people who are in the wrong role. And it's like, this is another great compliment. You look too great. You look too fantastic for me to believe that this is the character that you're playing. Like, I don't believe this character at all because look at you. Like, you know, now, like, when, what is it? Charlize Theron, she played Monster and she, like, really let herself go and gained all this weight. I was like, oh, wow, you look totally different. And it was believable, right? She was amazing in that. And she's a beautiful woman, but she was able to change her appearance in a way where I was like, I actually believe this. With Minka Kelly, it's like, no, you look the same.
Well, all she did was cut her hair. So, like, she still looks exactly the same.
Right, exactly.
And I get it. Like, appearances matter in Hollywood, and usually it's, like, the better-looking version of, like, if it's a biopic, it's like, okay, they're going to make it look visually more appealing. But, Jenks, the same did not apply to Sydney Sweeney. Ain't nobody seeing that new movie she was in. Like, you're talking about Charlize Theron, and she, like, got all this, like, buzz and, like, all these acting awards. And Sydney Sweeney did the one about the female boxer, and apparently it has, like, these terrible box office records. You're like, oh, poor Sydney Sweeney. I don't know. Like, maybe it's a great movie, but nobody's saying it.
I didn't even know about that movie, honestly. I had not even heard
of it. Look it up during the break. Like, I think she tried to do it for credibility, but, like, nobody saw it. So,
what's it called again?
Christy.
Oh, God. Sydney Sweeney Christy. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Oh, wow. I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I have not seen this. I mean, I see what you're saying, though, right? She's trying to look completely different. Completely. She tried, you know, and I'm like, oh, look, it's Sydney Sweeney boxing. She's not a different person. She's the same person, just with boxing gloves on. That was a good,
I don't know.
Good job.
She
good
has
effort.
Other ways of making money. I don't feel that bad for her.
She's going to be
in,
fine.
Like 17
right.
ads.
Right. She's not like in some sort of, you know, small one bedroom in Hollywood eking by. So you'll be okay. Coming up in 5 minutes. Oh, it is never too early to talk. What are we going to talk about? How are we going to do a little degenerate parlay, squad parlay? See what Double D has in store for us. Oh, all sorts of plays coming up next as we roll into hour two. It is the Thanksgiving Eve edition here of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.